All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and I'm not going to join her. Why? Because I think it's going to prevent me from getting Stacy's ending. Yeah. I'll show her later. I have some things to do. After all that, you're not going to join me?
Yeah.
Sorry. Whatever. I'll try not to use up all the hot water. In the police department's lobby. This is why I'm doing this. Thank you for meeting me, Angels.
Yeah,
I don't know why she wore that. It's our mission outfit. Why aren't you wearing yours?
Just no.
Why would you even... I'm gonna break that bitch. She's going down and I'm the shovel. Damn.
What?
She's going away for life and I'm gonna punch her prison ticket. That doesn't even... She's going downtown and upstate and I'm her taxi.
Yeah.
You can stop now. Let me at her. I'm here to chew gum and send Lydia to Gen Pop. Please stop. Excuse me, are you Grim Young?
Yes.
Yes, we're here to see Lydia Cox. I made an appointment.
Yeah.
Yeah, she signed for you to visit. I'm afraid she's only allowed 2 visitors at any time. Let me at her. I'll put that bitch away so long she'll never meet her great-grandchildren. That doesn't even make any sense. Go ahead. Take Stacy. If I see that cunt again, I'll break her fucking neck. I'll pretend I didn't hear that. Shit. Which unhinged lunatic do I bring with me? Stacy, get your shit together. You're with me.
Oh, yes.
Time to fuck this bitch up. I said get your shit together. That means behave. Fine. Ah, hello, Clarice. I ain't seen nobody Buffalo Bill like you, Buffalo Bill. What? I ain't seen nobody Buffalo Bill like you, Buffalo Bill. Kill Bill. Volume 2. Good to see you, too. Shame, shame, shame. Stacy, right? So you admit you know who I am? I think so. What is all this? I'm here to beat a confession out of you. She already confessed. What? I already confessed to everything. That's why I'm here. So, I'm sorry. Did you lose your train of thought? Yeah, I had this whole thing planned. Do you mind if I ask you a question about all that? Sure, why not? How'd you do it? Well, Jerome really did the bulk of it. He created the app and... Not that part. I mean, how did you get so many people playing? Oh, I did do that part. It was just about recognizing social nexuses. Social nexi? I think the plural of nexus is nexus. Although maybe it would be better to think of it as confluence points.
No.
I'm not sure I understand. Every social group has a central hub. Often many different social groups center around a specific hub. Grim is a great example. Over the past few weeks, his social group has exploded, and he's become central to many existing social groups. They all revolve around him. All those people he's met, all those people he's influenced, are like threads in a spider's web. He makes decisions that ripple through the lives of everyone around him. So you found people, these social nexus or confluence points, and you provoked them into playing Fetish Locator? I'd say that I influenced them. Sometimes it was a person, sometimes it was just a place where people gathered. Drop an invite customized to that nexus, then watch the app spread to their group. Huh, it gives me a lot to think about. This is all very interesting, but can you give us a minute? Oh, sure. Thanks, sis. I'm sure she means well. I hope so. Are you okay? I'm in jail. My reputation is ruined. My life is over. Sure, I'm delighted. How are you? Lydia, hun, I'm sorry. Stupid question. Has anyone hurt you? Is there anything I can do to help? I'm fine, I guess. Just the reality of what happened is sinking in. You remember that prostitute? She was here for a few hours. Other than that, I haven't had any guests. I've just been alone in this cage. She told me a bit about what prison is like. Real prison, not this holding cell. It sounds horrifying, but I can survive that. Maybe you can recant your confession or get out on bail? I won't see the judge for a bail hearing until Monday.
Yeah.
What about the prostitute? Didn't she get a hearing?
No.
Nope, she was just fined. Somebody paid it for her. Also, I think she has a friend among the cops. Maybe a client. I don't know. She said she'll talk to them for me. Maybe get me a better dinner or something. Frick, I hope they don't expect anything from me, like something she would do. I'm so sorry this is happening to you. If I could get you out of there, I would. You know I love you, don't you? Of course. Can I ask you a favor? Not now, but maybe after the bail hearing if I get transferred to a real prison.
Sure.
Anything. Okay, thank you. I'm still your man, you got that? It's you and me till the wheels come off.
Yeah.
Exactly. Tell me if the wheels come off. I'm still here with you. Thank you. That's your cue. Visiting time is over. You can survive this. Whatever happens, I've got your back. I love you. I love you too. Lydia, I wanted to tell you something while Grim wasn't around. Obviously, so what is it? You might think I'm a silly little girl, but let me tell you something. You hurt my brother, and I won't forget that. Maybe I'll come up with something tomorrow. Maybe it'll take 20 years. Maybe I'll bribe one of your cellmates. Maybe I'll have to seduce a guard. You might even go free and think you can hide on the other side of the world. I don't care if it takes me decades and you're living in Bali under a different name. I will make you pay for hurting him. Until then, you'll never know who you can trust, who's coming after you, or what I got them to do. Sleep lightly. Well, that was an experience. I don't know, it was kind of fun. How'd it go? Excuse me, are you Grim Young?
Yes.
Yeah, that's me. Why?
Hey.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Young. My name is Matthew Cheney, and I'm the lead on your case.
Oh.
Nice to meet you too, officer. After you called in your report, we didn't manage to get a full statement from you. We looked for you at your dorm, but you weren't there. Would you mind coming with me to wrap that up now? I assure you, it only take a minute. Okay, sure, I guess. You guys good to head off on your own? I can handle this. You sure?
Yeah.
Okay,
we'll head off then. Give me a call after you're done. Don't let him shake you down. Ask for a lawyer. They seem like good friends.
Yeah.
They are. Okay, this won't be long. After we're rolling, let's start off with something simple. Now, what's your relation to Lydia Cox? Relation? I guess she's my girlfriend, or was my girlfriend. And when exactly did you meet her? I'm not sure. We ran into each other a couple of times on campus, but we never really met properly. I guess I have to put a date on it. Excuse me, guys, we'll try that one again. I guess if I have to put a date on it, it'd be the first FL Fetish Locator party. Did Lydia throw this party?
No.
Well, I don't know. Min said something about the app. I'm sorry, Min? Oh yeah, Min Eun Soo is her full name, if I recall correctly. The party was at her house, but it was sponsored by Fetish Locator, or certain events were at least. I don't know the specifics. Interesting. Did you feel like you were being coerced at any point during this event? Were you pressured to go to it, perhaps?
No,
I did it because I wanted to. Well, my friends talked about it and told me to go, and it wasn't like I was against the idea. Friends? Any specific friends that I should know about? Peter Butler and Kevin Benet.
Yes.
Noted. You're doing great, by the way. Just a couple more things. Let's talk about this app, Fetish Locator. When did you start using it?
Yeah.
Around 3 weeks back. My friend Kevin introduced me to it. It was taking off like wildfire all over the campus. Did you feel coerced to download the app in any way? Did Kevin push you towards it? No, he just told me about it. I downloaded it on my own. And then what happened? Well, it lived up to its name, I guess. I used it to meet some people and I had some fun. Were you at any point... Okay, this is very important, guys. Were you at any point coerced, defrauded, or manipulated by the app? Well, I'm not sure. There was this VIP fetish challenge program thing. Interesting. What was this program? How did you get into it? After the party, I wanted to delete the app, but I couldn't. I got this message saying that I entered into some program. The VIP fetish challenge program? Yeah, and that I could win $1 million if I continued to play its little games. Such as? Well, they mostly involve doing some sort of fetishy thing to stay in the game. The more fetishy, the better.
Oh.
Is this related to the 20 people challenge?
Yeah.
Yes, it's... Wait, how do you know about that? You aren't the first person we talked to about this, Mr. Young.
Hey.
Thanks.
Oof.
Black, no sugar. I don't know why you torture yourself so much. I like the caffeine, but I don't want the diabetes. Is that such a crime?
Uh-oh.
Oh, hi. You must be the 20 girls guy. Wow, does everybody know about that?
Huh?
Sorry, I didn't mean to make light of it, but it is an impressive number. Well, it wasn't actually 20 people. I only got 13. That's still pretty impressive, I say. Reminds me of his undercover days. Yeah, I did what I had to. The case was solved, wasn't it?
Uh-huh.
Keep telling yourself that, Matthew. What was that about? Old memories. Anyway, I think we're good here at this point. Let me finish writing this up, and then you can go. At Amrose's house.
Hey.
Hey, Amrose, what's going on?
Hey.
I'll tell you in a minute. First, there's someone waiting to see you. Can I get a kiss first? Still a little janky, but, you know, it takes a while. Always. I heard what you did for Grimm. Maria, you really went above and beyond. It was, well, honestly, it was pretty disgusting. I can't even imagine, and I was there. So I just wanted to throw a little thank you party for you, you know, so we could say thanks. Seriously, thank you. What I saw was unimaginable. Yeah, I think we could all use a brain cleanser. Slate. Nazadolvi. Prost. Harosh, what is this? Only the best. It tastes great, but it burns like I just swallowed a furnace.
Yeah.
Would you like some more?
Yes.
Yes, please. I'm good. So this is just a thank you party for Maria? I was wondering. I wouldn't call it just anything, but yes, it's a thank you party. Oh, thanks. I think it's us, or more specifically me, that should be thanking you, Maria. You're welcome. This music's more suited for a sex scene, I think, guys. So what's the plan, Amrose? I figure that the three of us get drunk, watch a movie, order some pizza, and see what happens. You mean sex? If that's what happens, I'm cool with it. Hey, I'm a pretty leisurely, laid-back guy. I'm cool with it, too, if it happens. That's interesting. You have no idea. Amrose can get pretty crazy when alcohol is involved. If you're talking about that Emma challenge. If you're talking about that enema challenge, I'll have you know I watered that bottle down a lot before I boofed it. Bro? I'm not sure... Oh, excuse me, is that bottle? I'm sure I have no idea what you're talking about. Look, I'm just saying, I think I know what you're saying. Do you mind if I invite some friends? Doesn't bother me. I mean, I kind of figured after a couple more shots, one of you, they're good friends. And they'll keep within the goals of the party. I like this idea. Who knows, I just might get drunk enough for someone to get fisted. Bro? Or whatever, you know. Whatever happens. Would that be in keeping with the friends you plan on calling? Oh, I'm definitely calling them now. A few minutes later. That's so funny. I'm pretty sure this is a horror film. Just wait till it flips the ambulance. Oh, I'll get it. She's in no condition. Don't worry, I'm 90% certain of who it is. What? Trust me, you won't be needing these. Maybe I should have another shot. OMG. Maria? Maria, what the? Now this is a party! There are guests! Why are you sucking Grimm's cock? There seems to be a lot that she hasn't told you. Excuse me, lovely, would you mind if I took over? Please do, you know how it is. Indeed. Is that just a communal thing with women? Oh yeah, go ahead! Stacy, take over! You know how it is. Do a good job. He deserves it. Thank you. Thank you both. You should know you're my favorite person. I am still a lesbian. I'm also something else. I'm a subservient slut that loves to please anyone, everyone. Wow, that's a lot of people. When we say everyone, that's like the woman that's gonna sleep with 1,000 men next month. About next month is when she's planning. Fucking hell, I didn't expect this. What were you watching on the TV? Is this view better? I don't even remember. And yes, much better. Always did like her. Remember how this is my party? I want this. I want you. Right next to your man. Looks like she's certainly enjoying it. Notice they've got their hands. I like how they have their hands there. That's very intimate. Fuck me. I'm too drunk to process this. I think we need another shot. Hell yes. It just keeps getting better. There's a lot of fucking going on. Damn, that's a lot of fucking. I see a foot, an ass, some titties. That's a lot of fucking. A hand? Are you just gonna watch? My asshole feels empty. Mate? Oh! God damn it, I'm gonna end up with murdered by his pants on my tombstone. I love getting fucked by a real man instead of my loser boyfriend. I'm ready! I'm ready! I'm ready! Then fuck her shitty dry ass with your pathetic hard on. I love you. Ditto. Gah! Finally! That is a lot of sex. There's so much fucking going on, I can't tell where all the fucking's going. God damn, you're tight. I bet you've never felt so full. This is awesome. It is, but there's just one way to make this even better. Change of venue? Exactly. Let's relocate to my bedroom. All right, we're moving the orgy. Come on, let's get going. Get your trousers on, or keep them off. It doesn't matter. We're all moving to the bedroom. That's what I'm talking about. Just let us take care of you. Well, there we go. One for the balls and one for the shaft. I mean, that's the way it was supposed to be, right? I mean, come on, one woman can't do the shaft and the balls at the same time, so you have to have two. I mean, there's some really, like, there's some women out there with some very long tongues. But I don't know if it's actually possible to do both at the same time. But with two women, see, that's no longer a problem. It's almost like that's why there's a dick and balls. One day a man was sitting in a cave somewhere and said, you know what would make this better? If I had two women, one for my stick and one for my balls. And then, from then on, it was made... canon or official or something. Fucking hell. How's my boy bitch doing over there? Oh, here we go. He's licking me from my clit to my shitter. Good boy. This feels incredible. Do you want to come like this? Oh wow, you can see it reflected on the mirror. That's pretty cool. Yeah, look at the mirror, guys. There's some stuff going on in that mirror. I wonder if I should just title this video, "Holy cow, it's an orgy!" And then watch the views go up to 300 or 400 or 500. And just the perfect music for it, guys. Perfect music. Again, I've talked to men that have agreed that porn used to have some bangers. Some real fucking good tracks. And thank God for the AVN scene, because they've managed to find a perfect place for these tracks. And I'd fight with the actual musicians. "Well, I didn't intend. Do you see how good that works, sir? You ought to be goddamn proud, but I..." It's not your fault your music works so well in this scene. You ought to pat yourself on the fucking back. Yes, please! Not yet, Mar. I keep saying Maria because, you know, I'm thinking Starless. Not yet, Maria. I've got something better planned for us. I've never used this with another person before. I love it! Wow. Okay, now that's about the size of the one my ex-girlfriend had. Holy moly, yeah, that's about how thick it was. And it was the same color. I mean, that just... it's the full stretching length, guys. And the man's like, "Well, I got two dicks, Grim. How in the hell am I supposed to compete with that?" And I'm like, "Well, sir, you don't." And you know, people are like, "But if you don't have the music, you can't hear the girls moaning." I can hear them moaning, guys, and I've got some pretty good ears. Remember, I was in the music industry for a while. It was up to me to discern things in records. And I can hear these girls moaning pretty well. And the music still sounds good. No issue on my end. I still hear him saying yes and more and everything else. I almost tagged Score because they had me in a post and I was like, "I just want to let everyone in the entire porn industry know that the music needs to come back. I will do it. I swear to God, I will go on X in front of everyone and announce, I want the music back. I will do it. I will be the one person. It'll probably get thousands of ratios. It's like, we need the music back." It's like, "Do you really? Yes, we want it back." Fuck yes. Work it, you little cunt licker. Hey, Grim, you thinking what I'm thinking? That depends. Are you thinking about how I'm gonna fuck your face?
Yeah.
I'd love that, but I was thinking. I was thinking you could fuck this little sissy in the ass while he's licking my cunt. No, I was thinking I'm not gonna do that. No, that's not a thing that I do, Aaliyah. I'm not in the gentleman. That would be so good. You should do that. It wouldn't make you gay if you're worried about that. You're gay. 100% gay. This little bitch is practically one of the girls. Terrell's got enough cock to fill my holes. See, Grim? Even the lesbian enjoys this little rug muncher. That's gotta make him a girl. I don't think it works that way. What to do? Do I want to ass fuck Terrell? No, I'd not. And make Aaliyah clean me off afterwards? I am good on that. No, good God, no. Folks, I will not subject you to that. Or do I just want to fuck Aaliyah's mouth when Terrell jerks off crying in the corner? That's enough, Terrell. Why don't you go jerk off in the corner?
Okay.
How much do you like Terrell? Honestly, I love him. But you treat him like shit. Only in the bedroom. He likes it. Yes. That's what you guys have to understand.
It is just a role play.
People get really fucked up about this. But why would you treat your boyfriend like that? Because he likes to be dominated. There's guys that want you to step on their balls. Okay, do I agree with it? No, but those guys enjoy that. So I want a woman to step on my balls. And she says, well, if you want me to step on your balls, I will step on your balls. Now me, I don't want my balls stepped on. I don't think that'd feel very good. And, you know, just not a great sensation for me. But if you are the kind of gentleman that likes that, then there's nothing, no shame in here. But in their real relationship, they're a committed, loving couple. So they're a real couple that loves each other. Like, they have that love thing down. But she shows her love by dominating him and talking shit to him because he likes that. I know it's hard for some of you guys to understand, but it is a fetish and people enjoy it. Oh my fucking god! There's a good girl. You love that, don't you, little slut? I know I would. Whoa, we got those voices mixed up a little bit. She had a real deep voice. You love that, don't you, little slut? I know I would. I'm gonna come! Almost there! Well, of course! I mean, you've got the amazing two-sided monster dildo here. I mean, eventually it's going to happen. You're going to keep pushing up against something and the dam is going to break. Well, I can't find a man that satisfies me. Well, I mean, look at the size of the thing. The Hulk would complain. Hulk, not big enough. It didn't work. Coming! Me too! That was incredible. You're telling me. Time to switch things up a bit, wouldn't you agree?
Okay.
Anything you want.
Yes.
Fuck yes. Definitely. All that you can imagine, and then some. Sounds like it's unanimous. Well, we got some more fucking. If you like the fucking we had before, there's more fucking after that. This, folks, is how folks have sex. Sometimes. Not all the time, but sometimes when they tend to get a little more freaky. This is how our great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great- where they just all got together. I wonder if the orgy thing was really popular back in those times. Maybe it was. Maybe there was a lot of people because a lot of people just got together and fucked each other, and that's how they became more people. And then those people got together and fucked more people, and those people got together and fucked more people, and we had people and people and people and people, and then so-and-so begat, so-and-so begat, so-and-so begat. They was getting it on. They was getting it on like you wouldn't believe. Fuck, 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 fuck. Yep, that's what they were doing. Just a lot of that fucking. I love this whore's mouth. You are so fucking wet. Maybe you should get me more bitches to serve my cunt. Bitches serve my cock. That should be enough for you. It is. I've been tripping here waiting for your hard cock to make me come. You're about to get your wish! Yes! Take it! Give it to me, give it to me, fuck yes! Oh, yes. Fuck Ambrose! Damn, I wish someone was fucking me. Fuck, that was incredible. Yeah. Exactly. Damn, Maria, that was the best orgy I've ever been a part of. That, folks, was an orgy. Stay tuned tomorrow night for... I was gonna say, stay tuned tomorrow night for Matlock. It was your first, dumbass, but it's true. Thanks, Maria. Thank you all for coming. And for coming! What time is it? We should be going soon. Cool.
Yeah.
I suppose we should go too. Yeah, I got a train to catch later. Damn, girl, you running a whole train? That's not what you meant. I know. I was just trying to be funny. Good attempt. Anyway, what happened to our clothes? I think they're near the couch. 1 hour later, outside Stacy's place.
Huh.
So exactly how many fivesomes have you been part of? Me personally?
Yeah.
Is there anyone else here? There's you and me and the door here and other doors, presumably people behind those doors.
Huh.
So you're not going to tell me, in other words. I'm working that out. No, I'm not trying to mess with you. When I tell you I don't remember, I mean it. You don't remember? You plead the fifth.
Nah.
I don't remember.
Huh.
You don't remember if you, Grimm, have been part of any fivesomes.
Yeah.
That's right. You're lying. Big fat liar.
Hey.
You're all I need, baby. Oh, quit it.
Huh?
What are you guys, arguing?
Oh.
Apparently this fine man is the memory of a goldfish. Speaking of which, how did we get here? Who am I? Excuse me. Where am I? Who are you? Who am I? Here's hoping dementia doesn't run in the family. Idiot. Also, you know the door was open, right? You keep your door unlocked? Well, I knew you were coming and I was in the shower, so yes, I mentioned it when I called you. What if we were burglars? Then I would have caught you already because you're still standing out in the hallway, so are you coming in or what? Ambrose, didn't we have somewhere else to be? First, there's the business of your living situation. You're fine with being here, right?
Yeah.
If you're okay with it, then I'm okay with it. I just have to bring my stuff. Are you planning to are you going to remember where it is? Come on, give me a bit of credit. I came here, didn't I?
Yeah, no.
Yeah, with Ambrose. I'm sure he'll be fine. He gets around.
Uh-huh.
Fine. Be sure that's taken care of then. I will. Thanks for your help. Uh-huh. All right, good. What about you, Amrose? You ready to go?
Yeah.
Yeah. Give me a moment. Let me bring the clothes. It's also very hard to change into a suit right after a fivesome. Mm-hmm. Or before one.
Yeah,
that has to be a kink, right? Even wearing clothes to an orgy. What's the purpose other than for teasing and to lewd imagination into fantasy? No, I think it has more to do with social class. And what social class are we in, wearing the same clothes and pants that everyone else wears? That's a very good point. Middle class. What are you doing exactly? Taking off my clothes.
Okay.
All right. You're not gonna ask why? I'm assuming you have a good reason. It's a surprise. We're all going to go swimming in this giant tub of jelly. And here are your clothes. Ta-da! You know, if you encourage this, it's only gonna get worse. Have a taste. We're in an apartment right now. So what? My apartment. I don't want my neighbors to think I'm a pervert. I think it's a bit too late for that. What do they think about this cage? They never saw it. You don't have neighbors over? Nope, I don't have neighbors over. Here, wear this in the meantime. That? Really? Why not? I thought you had a better sense of humor than that. Shut up and wear it. I feel like Hugh Hefner in the Playboy Mansion. Bad boy. Not Playboy. All that porn and you can't read anymore. Call a medic. We have progressing case of deteriorating sense of humor. How are we taking this apart? The inverse of how we put it together. Oof. Ask a stupid question. I honestly don't remember how we put it together. We did it the old-fashioned way, since this thing prevents any Wi-Fi connection. Doesn't it need to be turned on to do that? Nope, it does that on its own. Yeah, my neighbor is getting suspicious because this entire area is a dead zone, meaning no connections get through one way or the other. So I'm happy to get rid of it. Where are you gonna keep it? I figured we're gonna keep it around. You can put it in a storage unit. I was looking into it, but they're kinda expensive. I certainly can't afford it. I can look into it. You? You don't even have a place to be at. I thought I figured that out. You deferred it. I know a person who knows a person who can sublet his unit. Is that the term? Why do you want to keep it around anyway, Stacy? There's no use for it since the servers are down. We'll need it if we should need to reboot the fetish locator program. That's hilarious. I'm kind of serious. I have it written down on my laptop. Written what down? The plans for rebooting it. Okay, Stacy, I got your joke, but you don't need to keep prolonging it. Say it once, and if no one responds, move on. I don't think she's joking. She has that glimmer in her eye. Next, you're going to tell me that you're going to start a porn empire. And here are the plans to start a porn empire. You're ridiculous, you know that? We came here to dismantle the whole thing, and now you just want to start it up again? Well, I know you have your concerns. It's a little more serious than concerns. Fetish Locator has been the source of many frustrations, don't you forget it, and I'm here to address them. See, if we were to involve others into our circle of trust, people we really can trust, yeah, Pete, Lydia, and how about we get all the professors on it and get their blessing? Sorry, I didn't know you weren't interested. I thought you were just making conversation. I was kind of serious. I can actually show you in this room now that the Faraday cage is almost gone and the Wi-Fi is working. Fetish Locator Redux, rebooted, reloaded, and reanimated. Ugh. Come on, Stacy, she's not interested. I haven't explained it yet. I don't want to hear it. Sorry. And what about the spa idea? What spa idea? We had an idea with men to start a wellness spa. It's not even worth going into. Why not? Yeah, why not? Because it's an idea in the ether. Nothing concrete and certainly not anything we can hitch our wagon to. She doesn't need to know that. Need to know what? That it's an idea. Just drop the fetish locator thing, she'll never go for it. We can try and make it work, and what's with you? We're trying to get people on board, not off. Amrose is too valuable to let go. There's plenty of time to think of what we'll do. Let's just put it on the back burner for now, alright? Plus, I have a court date in a few weeks. Not the ideal time for me to think about rebooting an app or landing a job at a wellness spa. You said you agreed with me when we discussed it. That was then, not now. Several interrogations later.
Hey!
What are you two doing? Nothing. Well, stop doing nothing and help me out. Need anything else? Nope. We were going to talk about something else, but I've decided we can talk about it some other time. You coming, Grin? Yeah. We'll talk about it some other time after the trial, I swear, Stacy. See? I know why you guys are a little hesitant on hearing it, but just give me 1 minute and I'll tell you why it's a good idea. You had more than a minute. If you had something good, you would have said it by now.
Oh.
Wow, you're so unnecessarily harsh.
No.
I'm not usually, but when it comes to this, I've made up my mind. Sorry. I have no interest in anything related to Fetish Locator, old or new.
Hey
guys, I have to go. Something came up. You just got here.
Yeah.
I know, I'm sorry. Next time we meet, we'll go out to a restaurant. Alright. Actually, Ambrose, you got a few minutes?
Yes.
If by a few minutes you mean 1 minute, then yes, I have a few minutes. Well, that's not nearly enough time to explain it. It's a business proposal. Grim, like I said, I'm not interested in getting involved in starting any new businesses. I want something a little slower paced. What are you thinking of doing? You'll laugh. No, I won't. I'm thinking of being on a farm. Hey, really? A farm? What are you going to do there? Actually, I'm on my way to talk to someone about renting a plot of land. What? Right now? Yeah. And you think that's a better idea than starting a wellness spa? I didn't really hear your idea. Well, it's been a minute. I have to go or I'll miss the farm. Miss the train. She'll be in the farm. Bye, you two. Wow, that was some pitch. Hey, you try selling this idea in 1 minute. It won't work. I should call Min to say Ambrose is out. All right, well, I'll start putting the Faraday cage parts up for auction. You can't do that. Well, what else am I going to do with them? Make sure the pieces are properly destroyed? You're really out of practice, you know that? Business deals abound. Now let's start listing them. 1,000 for 4x4 piece. That sounds about right. I'll let you handle that. I'm going to try and catch up with Ambrose and start preparing for this trial. Keep me updated. Or you can just read a newspaper. Nope. Several weeks later. Okay. Fetish Locator is not over yet. Remember, we're on the true ending path, guys. So yeah, we did a small end with Daisy, but now of course we're doing the real ending. So this is the real rest of the game. So this is going to take a little while, guys. We may not get to Lust Academy like I promised. It just seems like it's not in the cards. At least not for early December, maybe late December. But alright, guys. This is the Grimlord, and we will see you next time with more Fetish Locator on Grimm's Uncanny Valley. Stay tuned, guys. I am out of here.